This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's offensive in Gaza shifted Saturday to crowded southern Gaza, driving up the death toll despite evacuation orders from the area. Meanwhile, the chief United Nations spokesman said the world body regretted the resumption of hostilities in Gaza and Israel. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Speaking to reporters in New York on Friday, Stefan Dujarric said the UN
urges all concerned parties to swiftly find a way to resume the pause in the fighting and facilitate the release of more hostages.
Dujarric added,
we appeal to the parties not to resort to further military action that can only make the already catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza worse and to spare civilians from more suffering.
At least 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed, following the week-long truce with the territory's ruling militant group Hamas, according to the health ministry in Gaza. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along its northern border with Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's military said Saturday it hit hundreds of Hamas targets across Gaza, including more than 50 strikes in the city of Khan Yunis and surrounding areas in southern Gaza. At a briefing in Tel Aviv, Israeli military spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner briefed reporters on the activities of the Israeli Defense Forces.
The activities are taking place mostly in the northern Gaza Strip, but also conducting precision strikes against specific targets of Hamas in the south. The mobilizations include over 400 targets that we've struck, engaged. Those targets include tunnel access points. They include command and control positions. They include the ability of Hamas to operate freely in the north as they did over the last week.
This is VOA News.